We learned today that mystery writer Joseph Hansen died of heart failure on November 24th at the age of 81. Hansen created one of the first gay private eyes in the genre, the character Dave Brandstetter. Before writing 12 Brandstetter novels, Hansen wrote gay-themed literature under the pen name James Colton. He helped found the first gay pride parade in Hollywood in 1970. I spoke with Hansen in 1988 after the publication of Obedience, his 10th Brandstetter mystery. Like his previous books in the series, Obedience was set in Los Angeles, where Hansen lived. As the book opens, Brandstetter, who is in his 60s, has decided to make a change.
He was quitting, but notifying all the insurance companies in the West he'd done death claims investigations for in recent years turned out to be a long job. He had sat down to do it after lunch and was still typing away in a lonely little island of lamplight in the looming raftered room when Cecil Harris walked in at midnight. A field reporter for television news, the tall, lanky young black lived with Dave. He ambled down the room, glanced over Dave's shoulder as he passed the desk, hung his jacket on the hat tree and rattled glasses and bottles at the bar.
Now, Dave Brandstetter, the hero of your novels, is gay. And I was wondering why you created a gay character to work within the detective genre.
Well, it's a subject that, I'm homosexual, and so I figured that I wanted to write about that. I had hoped by writing about homosexuals in a mystery novel to draw readers to read painlessly and with some fun, some recreation, about a subject they know very little about, in my judgment. And so that's why I decided on the mysteries. Of course, I like the mystery form very much anyway, and always have. But this was a deliberate plan. And also I thought there are a lot of small jokes hidden in the first novel, Fade Out, and among them is the idea that of giving to a homosexual the toughest job that genre fiction provides, that of a private eye.
Now, some detective writers really don't like to give their characters much of a private life. Ross McDonald, I think, is a good example of that. How much of Dave Brandstetter's life, private life, do you like to put into your novels?
As much as they will bear. I think a character is far more real, who has everyday problems to solve, who has a love life and a home life and things going on for him. I always felt that lack in the Lou Archer books. And I wanted it also to be ongoing, and it has been. People come and go in his life, and he's grown older.
Your first Dave Brandstetter novel was written in 1967. You probably knew at that time that having a gay main character would probably be pretty controversial in publishing circles. How did you first describe him? How did you first introduce the fact that he was homosexual in the novel?
His lover has just died, and I simply say that. Perhaps not that simply, but that's what has happened. And I didn't make any bones about it. I just wrote about him as he was, and it took a while to find a place for that book, but ultimately Joan Kahn, the very prominent, very famous, and deservedly so, mystery editor, was then with Harper and Row, saw the book and liked it very much, made no comment at all about the leading character being homosexual, and I thought she had a lot of guts and a lot of courage and to publish the book, and the rest is history.
Didn't you have an early novel that ended up getting published by a publisher who wanted to turn it basically into a pornographic novel?
Oh, yes, I did. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It was published, and the publisher asked me to add graphic sex scenes to it, and I did. And the book has been, what was it, about 9 years later, the same editor at the same house came back to me and said, gee, we would really like to republish that book and publish it this time the way you wrote it. So it was published again, and now it is in the shops one more time. The title is Pretty Boy Dead. And that was my first attempt at a mystery novel.
Were you glad to take out those explicit sex scenes, or were you sorry to see them go?
No, I was glad to take them out. People just wear out certain portions of a book and don't read the rest of it if you put that kind of scene in.
Joseph Hansen recorded in 1988. He died November 24th at the age of 81.